The third most important building in any monastic community was the refectory, where, in the case of St. Andrew's, the canons took their meals each day. With reference to the upper room where Christ and his disciples took the Last Supper, it was common for the refectory to be raised up to first floor level, and this was certainly the case at St. Andrew's, and it's still possible to see the beautiful vaulted undercroft which lifted up the refectory to that first floor level. Eating was also seen as a spiritual exercise, and the canons had readings offered to them during the meals, and on the south side of the refectory, it's still possible to see a stair that would have led up to that refectory. It was also important that the canons ritually cleanse themselves before going into the refectory to take their meals, and on the side of the refectory towards the cloister, it can still be seen that there was a well which would have provided water for the washing place or lavatorium where the canons washed themselves. Within the refectory, there would have been a high table at the east end where the prior and the principal officers of the priory would have sat, and the other canons would have sat at tables that ran down the long sides of the room. The kitchen where the food was prepared was at the west end of the refectory, and food was probably passed through from there by means of a hatch into the refectory.